Michael Stevens at the Pleasant Grove Community Center, Mount Pleasant, on June 8th. Just bring a covered dish or anything like that. He just wants friends and family there, so we can just have a good time. Appreciate it.
All right, if you're gonna stay in that same zone, book 10 to spirit, I may be putting one on you. Let's try page 25. Page 25, y'all. If it's not a good one, we'll say so, we'll do something different. I stand made. page 49 in Hymns of the Spirit. This morning, I was assuming that Chris was going to be here as a choir director, so y'all forgive me for the confusion you saw up here. And to add to that, I just had asked Kristen to sing a special, so I've got to kill a little time up here for right now while she's getting something to sing. And I can't think of a better way to kill some time than to tell you about when I got saved. I know y'all have probably heard the story before, but you're going to hear it again if you've already heard it. I grew up in church, forced to go to church as a child, you know. More or less drugged there and back and cleaned up, spit shine, you know how it was. Yeah, y'all know. And came a youth revival about the time I was 9 years old, and of course they had all us kids set up front there, and came time for the altar call, and I don't know, I opened my eye during the prayer, and I shouldn't have. I wasn't supposed to, I know, but I noticed that I was the only one left sitting on my pew. And I just got up and went up front with the rest of the kids. And I knelt down and I said everything they said, you know, that the preacher told us to say to prove that we were saved. Well, I got up from there and I really didn't feel any different. But I felt proud that I had did what everybody else did, you know. And come on up, Chris, and it won't take me much longer. But I really wasn't saved. I mean, I didn't do it. I did it verbally, but I didn't believe what I was talking about. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? So years went by. I became a older teenager, a young man, and I got into a lot of things that I shouldn't have gotten into, which I know now, looking back, it proves that I wasn't saved, or I wouldn't have been trying to do that kind of stuff. But anyway, went on April 5th, 2005. I went to see a funeral home to visit a friend of mine that had passed. The Lord got a hold of me. That's all I can say. I got under conviction, as powerful as I've ever been under it in my life. I started crying. I wasn't that close to the man there, but everybody thought, well, he's crazy. I guess. But I left there crying. I left there scared. I didn't know that I would make it another day. You know, I didn't know if I'd live another day. And I didn't know where I'd be if I died right then. So I didn't even make it off Sand Mountain. I pulled off, got down on my knees on the side of the road, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And I know that he saved me that day. I don't have a doubt. I hadn't had a doubt since. I hadn't always done what I was supposed to since then. And I pray God forgive me for that. But I know that I'm saved. And I hope and pray that y'all can make this your Memorial Day. Today, be in memory of you accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Because we're not guaranteed another moment on this earth. That's how I was going to feel this time. So, Kristen, yeah, come on up and sing. You want a microphone? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
Okay. Then I'll turn this back up. Go right ahead. Thanks for doing the short notice.
Thank you.
There's something he wants you to see, and he points back to that valley and unfolds its mystery. As the eagle soar around you and you look back on where you've been, one by one he answers questions that he did not.
Shit.